Our topic today is, are you sure you're insured? What's black and white and red all over? While you work your way through the answer, which is a newspaper, one of the items that certainly will not come to mind for most business owners is their insurance policy. If you haven't read yours lately, or even at all, it's time to dust it off and really read the fine print. There are gems hidden inside there that could literally make or break your business if the unexpected happens. If you are one of those people who thinks that it only happens to the other guy, consider these ordinary examples that could easily happen to you at any time. For example, as an employer, did you know that sending anyone on an errand for your business in their car could put you at risk for damages if that person gets in an accident, and that includes the occasional run for supplies or dropping off packages? Did you know that if you have a loss of cash, securities, or inventory, and there is some basis for asserting employee involvement, your claim may be denied outright? Did you know that your risk of being disabled for an extended period of time is greater than your risk of dying? For example, your chances of a 90-day disability are 54% at age 25 and 44% at age 45, while your risk of dying before age 65 is only 12%. Could your business survive over 90 days without you? So as a new or current business owner, what are the top areas you should consider insuring? The answer depends upon your business and the types of products or services that you sell. However, some basics include liability coverage, property and physical damage insurance, crime insurance, bonds, and employee group insurance. Some examples of different types of policies in each of the basic categories. For instance, with liability insurance, some examples are workers' compensation, general public liability, product liability and personal injury liability, commercial auto truck liability, professional liability, and liquor liability. With property and physical damage insurance, you have examples of real property and exterior structures, signs, inventory and equipment, spoilage or perishables, computer hardware, media and data, fire, theft, collision, and miscellaneous damage to vehicles, business interruption, loss of income, rental income. With crime insurance, some examples are employee dishonesty, money and securities, safe burglary, extortion, forgery, and counterfeit currency. Some examples of bonds include license and permit bonds, sales tax bonds, and employee benefit plan bonds. And under group employee insurance, we have medical, life, and disability. The best way to find an agent is to get a referral from someone in a similar business whose opinion you trust. Try to get at least 2 to 3 names so that you can interview each candidate to determine the best fit for you and your business. When structuring your interview, be sure to consider the size, complexity, and the maturity of your business and how it fits with the typical clients of each of these agents. And don't forget to ask your prospective agent if they have their own professional liability insurance. If they don't and they make a mistake, you could be worse off than you were before you had any insurance. The best place to purchase insurance, aside from an agent directly, might be to consider trade groups and professional employer organization purchasing plans. Being a member of some of the larger organizations can sometimes result in sharply reduced insurance rates. Finally, consider purchasing all or at least most of your insurance through one agent rather than one policy here and another there. It makes it a lot easier to determine if your coverage is complete and helps eliminate the possibility of duplicate coverage. Remember, the type and scope of the insurance you carry can literally make or break your business if the unexpected happens. So take the time to understand the coverage that you do have and never sign anything before you read it completely. When in doubt about the risks you or your company may be exposed to, always seek legal counsel. It's better to know before rather than after something happens. Then you have a basis for purchasing insurance to cover your areas of greatest risk. After all, isn't that the purpose of insurance? Being prepared for the unexpected?